what had been happening for over a year was that through this tripartite agreement, the government and the trade unions and the private sector had been trying to negotiate reforms to the social security system, which for any government, I think most governments globally are kind of struggling with this issue, how to fund pensions, but kind of the social sectors generally, and there's a deficit with $75 to $80 million in the social security system. So on one level, it was, how does the government kind of plug that gap? So the government, they're working obviously with the trade unions or responding to demands from the trade unions, had come up with one formula for plugging that gap, which the private sector disagreed with. And there have been negotiations going on and on and on, as I said, for over a year, which had kind of reached an impasse. And then the government just issued a decree, kind of announcing their version of the new security law. So obviously what had broken down was that relationship with the private sector. It was in favor of the union's position. I think one of the complications was that the government kind of trade union's position was that there would be a deduction of 5% from people's pensions, which would go into ensuring that they got full healthcare coverage. I think there was a lot of kind of manipulation of what that actually meant, the other organization that involved in negotiating this is an organization, a union of retired people, but that got twisted around to and was presented by some of the elderly pensioners who are protesting, and then the students took it up as being the government cutting pensions by 5%. So there was an outrage around that.